Sunday again, and we've just dedicated those beautiful babies. And in just a while, we'll be baptizing members of this community. And this is one of my favorite Sundays, because there's just so much beauty in what God is doing around us in this city and in this church. And we get to be part of people publicly declaring that they're following Jesus. And so that's great stuff. And we get to be part of seeing them get filled with the Holy Spirit. So that is great stuff. And the slots are still open. If you didn't give us your name, or if during the worship you decided to put your faith in Jesus and you want to get baptized, or if you've never been baptized, we have extra change of clothes. So you're welcome to be baptized. Yeah, so, you know, last week I just thought, how could we as Trinity Vineyard survive without a whole month of talks, without my reference to the United Kingdom? How did that even happen? And you know, we are actually talking about the kingdom, and we didn't have a reference to that. So I will fix that today, okay? So I have a reference to the United Kingdom, and it's even great that we just did baby dedications, because this one's related. So take a look at this video of the announcement of the birth of the future King of England, the firstborn of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Kate.
Mark, stay there, stay there.
Someone in the wrong country. Someone was singing USA. It was like, hey, what's happening? So someone's in the wrong country. So this baby is born the other day, and he overtakes me in the line of succession to the British throne. And I guess it helps his course that I wasn't in it to begin with, you know. A baby is born and there's craziness. Maybe Alan and Jane were outside the palace that day. You know, there's this craziness everywhere in England. They're expecting a child, you know? And you can imagine, in this century, it's not even as crazy as it used to be. But, you know, in the days where kings ruled by right, the excitement and the expectation that would grip the whole of the United Kingdom when they were waiting for the announcement of the birth of a royal child was crazy. The pubs are fuller on that day, like, because people are always looking for a reason to go to the pub, you know. The streets are full. Outside Buckingham Palace, everybody is there just waiting. Let's hear the announcement of a royal child. God save the queen, or God save the king, they would shout, you know, because it's bigger than just the royal family. It was about the continuity of the kingdom. It was about the safety of the kingdom and its place in the world. This was important, you know. So the birth of the children of a king or princes were not just their business. You know, it wasn't just the royal family that was expectant. It wasn't just the prince and the princes that were expectant. The whole kingdom was waiting. The birth of a king. It's going to happen. Wait, we can't wait for them to announce it. There's excitement and you can feel it. Except if someone had spent the whole night at the pub and then they can't feel anything. And you see, this is the same idea Paul has when he says something we're about to read. You know, the birth of the children of a king are the business of the entire kingdom. It's excitement for the entire kingdom. So this guy called Paul writes a letter to the church in Rome, and this is what he says in Romans 8:19. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when the children of God will be revealed. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when the children of God will be revealed. Because the matters of the kingdom, the birth of the children of a king, are not a matter of royalty alone. They're a matter of the whole kingdom. So you can see the kind of picture Paul has. People are waiting outside the palace. People are waiting outside God's house. Let's hear the announcement of the birth of God's children. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when a people filled with the Holy Spirit will be revealed, because those are the children of God. People are waiting outside God's house. Will people who are filled with the Holy Spirit walk out of this place? The world is waiting. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for a time when people filled with the expectation of the kingdom of God will be revealed. For these are the children of God. People who move around the city expecting God to do anything at any time. They're just looking, filled with expectation. The world is waiting. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when the people ready to give up anything for the kingdom of God will be revealed. For these are the children of God. The children of God are people who've realized that this is the pearl of great price. That this costs us anything we've gained and everything we've gained up to that point, because it's valuable more valuable than anything else we could find. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when a people birthed in repentance. Those who've changed their minds about how they think about these things will be revealed. For these are the children of God. People who actually believe that God moves, who actually believe that God speaks to this day, who actually believe that God heals. People who think differently, people who realize that this is a different paradigm we are being invited to. The world is waiting. They're outside the house of God, waiting for the sound, hear ye, oh yay, oh yay. They're waiting for that announcement. You know, the world needs people who will live kingdom lives in the world, among them. So it's not just a church thing. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's not just something we do here when we gather weekly, maybe for worship night or for bonfire or this Sunday morning. That's not it. The world is waiting with bated breath. The world is expectant. It's waiting. Will we hear the announcement? Will someone come out and say, oh, they've been born? You know, the world is waiting for people who will live in, the kingdom life, a life of God's power displayed in every morning and every evening. In every micro sector of the economy and all the macro sectors. It is people who live a life of obedience to the Holy Spirit as we pay our taxes and also as we give our contributions in tithes and offerings here. This is what the world is waiting for. Because it's kingdom business. The whole of creation is waiting. You know? The invitation of the inbreaking of the kingdom of God in the world around us is what we've been given. You know, I've often used this phrase that the kingdom of God is in the streets. I actually believe it's of utmost importance that the church expects the inbreaking of the kingdom of God outside the walls of the church. Because the world is dying and it needs this hope. It's of utmost importance that we pray for the sick outside the walls of the church. The kingdom of God is on the streets. It's of utmost importance that we are kind to the poor, to the weak, who are outside the walls of this church and of the church as a whole. It is of utmost importance that we live the life of the kingdom outside the walls of this church, because the world is waiting and yearning. Their hearts are racing. When will the children of God be revealed? For a world that needs hope, you know? For a world that is suffocating in sin, people not trusting God and losing faith. And you can see that every day. It's been very interesting to see in the news, even people who had been very strong and vocal leaders of the church disowning faith and equally being vocal about it. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. The other day, a worship leader I grew up listening to was part of the Hillsong Australia. And he wrote some of my favorite songs when I was growing up. He just recently came out and said, hey, I'm done with this. It's heartbreaking. For a world that is suffocating, it's waiting for the children of God to be revealed. For a world that is sinking in corruption and decay, arising from lives lived outside the reality we're supposed to be living in, actually. You know, people have bought into this reality that, oh, God, if he is there anyway, doesn't care about us. So then we get into this reality where it's hopeless, and the world needs hope, so they're waiting for the children of God to be revealed. A world that is choked with injustice to the poor, to the immigrant, to the widow, to the orphan. They're waiting for the children of God to be revealed. People were filled with the Holy Spirit. People were living kingdom lives. So really the whole world is holding its breath. They're outside the house of God, waiting for those words. Oh yay, he's been born. They've been born, you know? So that was Prince George of Cambridge, and he's the future king of England. He's the son of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, William and Kate. You know, and William is the son of Queen Elizabeth, the daughter of King George VI. And you can go on and on, tracing his lineage all the way to the War of the Roses, the end of the War of the Roses. And by the way, the War of the Roses was what inspired the show Game of Thrones. So it's a big deal. I guess no one thinks so. So you can trace the legitimacy of the future king of England all the way centuries back. Oh, by the way, there was another king of England called King Edgar the Peaceful. That's another big deal. You can trace my legitimacy all the way back there. You know? So that's a big deal too. And, oh my, someone just said gosh. And lineage was so important in monarchies because succession was a big deal. Monarchies needed the person who sits on the throne to actually be the right person sitting on that throne. So even Jesus, the King of the Kingdom of God, shows up, and one of the writers traced his royal lineage. Because he needed to show the children of Israel that this is the king you've been waiting for. This is the promised king. This is the king who comes to deliver us. He is the son of David. He is the son of Abraham. So let's look at this. Matthew 1. I need you to walk with me here. The family tree of Jesus Christ, David's son, Abraham's son. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. Jacob had Judah and his brothers. It's so bad when you become and his brothers. It's so bad when you're the dot, dot, dot. Okay, so Jacob had Judah and his brothers. Judah had Perez and Zerah. The mother was Tamar. There's a story there. Perez had Hezron. Hezron had Aram. Aram had Aminadab. Aminadab had Nashon. Nashon had Salmon, the fish. No, not really. Salmon had Boaz. His mother was Rahab. Boaz had Obed. Ruth was the mother. Obed had Jesse. Jesse had David. And David became king. This is the one King David that Israel keeps talking about. David had Solomon. Uriah's wife was the mother. Solomon had Rehoboam. Rehoboam had Abijah. Abijah had Asa. Asa had Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat had Joram. Joram had Uzziah. Uzziah had Jotham. Jotham had Ahaz. Ahaz had Hezekiah. Hezekiah had Manasseh. Manasseh had Amon. Amon had Josiah. Josiah had Jehoiakim and his brothers, dot, dot, dot. And then the people are taken to Babylon exile. When the Babylonian exile ended, Jeconiah had Shealtiel, and that guy had Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel had Abiud. Abiud had Eliakim. Eliakim had Azor. Azor had Zadok. Zadok had Akim. Akim had Eliud. Eliud had Eliezer. Eliezer had Mathan. Mathan had Jacob. And Jacob had Joseph, Mary's husband, and the Mary who gave birth to Jesus, the Jesus who was the promised Christ. Now, as I read this, some of you might have switched off because it was just a long list. And yes, it is a list, but it's not just a list. If we're talking about the story of the kingdom of God, then this list is important because each of them are part of this story because it's in this lineage that we find Jesus. It's the same way as tracing the lineage of young Prince George all the way to King Edgar the Peaceful. No. Whoever his actual ancestors are. So these guys, each of them had a role to play in this story of the kingdom, the story we've been dwelling on for the whole month. Another thing that I'm sure you noticed was that there are some big names. I mentioned Abraham, and you all, most of you knew who Abraham was, the father of faith. We call him. Then there were names like David and Solomon, the great kings of Israel, the kings whom Israel was always looking back to. One day we'll go back to the reign of the house of David. They're looking back as they look forward. They're talking about, let's go back to the future. One day we'll go back to a reign of the house of David. So there are some big names. But the other thing I'm sure you noticed, that there are some names y'all had never heard before, like Aminadab. Who even calls their children Aminadab anymore? You know? So there were names that were just there. But you see, Aminadab is a great ancestor to the king of the kingdom we're talking about. He had a very important job. A very important job, being the father of Nashon. Some people were big names, others were small names. Another much closer ones are guys like Obed and his son Jesse. You see, some people only become famous because of the fame of their sons. The only reason I think we know Obed and Jesse was because they were the father, they were the grandparents and the father of David. And if David became a man after God's own heart, these two did something right. Right? They were part of the story, an important part of the story. There will be some people who will be known. There will be others who no one will hear their name. Others will just ride in the fame of others. They're only known by association. yet they're all part of the story of the kingdom. This is an invitation for you to take your place, for us to take our place in the world, because the world is waiting for the unveiling of the children of God. The world needs the good news. And if the good news of the kingdom is indeed good, then it has to be good news to the rest of the world too. And it needs you to take your place. We need parents who are aware that the very act of raising children needs empowering of the Holy Spirit. We need politicians who are aware that the very act of governance needs being empowered with the Holy Spirit. Imagine the famous and the not so famous, the rich and the poor. Imagine both the powerful and the not so powerful being aware that it needs being filled with the Holy Spirit for the world to awaken to life. It needs you and I to take our place, for all of creation is waiting. It's yearning for the time when the children of God will be revealed. Coffee shops are waiting and yearning for the time when coffee lovers and baristas will be filled with the Holy Spirit, because that's the unveiling of the children of God. The banking sector is waiting, it's yearning for a time when people obedient to the voice of Jesus will be revealed. Schools are waiting for the time when teachers and parents filled with the Holy Spirit, living kingdom lives, filled with kingdom expectation will be revealed. All of creation is waiting for you to take your place. All of creation is waiting for you to step into a new reality that God is inviting you to. And it's okay. It's okay if the whole city will know your name. It's okay if only your children will know your name. It's okay if the people who will know your name because they know someone else's name. That's okay. Our call is one. Take your place. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Live kingdom lives. It's okay when people start following Jesus because you started something out there and no one even knows you did. Isn't that beautiful? When you hear, oh, there's a group that meets and they love Jesus and they have no idea that you took part in starting it. There's a man who comes to, it's part of our church, and his daughter has been hospitalized for a while, and last Sunday he came and said, I need to tell you. I went to the hospital and they released my daughter. Someone paid the entire bill. I don't know who. No one knows that person's name. But guess what? The kingdom of God is breaking through. Someone took their place. It's okay when you go out in the streets and you say, hey, can I pray for you? And who knows? And sometimes people get healed instantly and then they go home saying, someone just walked up and prayed for me and I'm feeling better. They have no idea who you are. They have no idea what church you come from. That doesn't matter. All that matters is the kingdom of God is breaking through. The world is waiting. It's yearning for us to take our place. For the children of God to be revealed. I want to invite the band back on stage. I want to invite you to respond. Because God is here. And you know, some of us just need to say, okay, I'm stepping into this. I don't know what that means, but I'm stepping into this. Some of us just need to say, okay, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Some of us need to give their lives to Jesus. Whatever it is, whatever it means for you to respond to Jesus, I am inviting you to do it. So the worship team will lead us in some songs.